Birds of a feather flock together. You run around with losers, you will end up a loser. Unconsciously, you will pick up their ways, you'll pick up their habits, you'll pick up, most importantly, their attitude about life. If you're around cynical, negative people all the time, you will become cynical and negative. So you gotta watch yourself. Many of us are living out the lives of other people, living out their conclusions, living out of their consciousness. The other thing is that you begin to looking at your life and looking at what it is that you want to achieve, another crucial thing that you must do is align yourself with powerful people. Align yourself with people that can encourage you, people that can empower you, people that you can learn from, people that you can grow from. That's very important. People around you that can contribute to your growth.
So start a new discipline that can lead to wealth and happiness. Find out how things work.
It's not only preventable, it's actually reversible. And for the last almost 29 years, we've been able to show that by simply changing diet and lifestyle, using these very high-tech, expensive, state-of-the-art measures to prove how powerful these very simple and low-tech and low-cost interventions can be, like quantitative arteriography before and after a year and cardiac PET scans. We showed a few months ago, we published the first study showing that you can actually stop or reverse the progression of prostate cancer by making changes in diet and lifestyle. And 70% regression in the tumor growth or inhibition of the tumor growth compared to only 9% in the control group. And in the MRI and the MR spectroscopy here, the prostate tumor activity is shown in red. You can see it diminishing after a year. Now, there is an epidemic of obesity, two-thirds of adults and 15% of kids. What's really concerning to me is that diabetes has increased 70% in the past 10 years, and this may be the first generation in which our kids live a shorter lifespan than we do. That's pitiful, and it's preventable.
That's okay. It's just a red change.
That, okay, we're gonna have to live in the gym and we're gonna have to like eat chicken breast and stuff and you know that's and
all
tuna
day long.
And stuff
all day long, yeah.
And it's not hard. I mean, people, I've heard from so many people that it's not easy to do this, but how much time do you spend in the gym every week?
I know, like maybe
three hours a week.
And I used to spend 3 hours a day watching TV, and so
open wide!
If my shoes don't open wide!
I've got another one to buy my sword.
I got another one to buy my sword.
If that chute don't open round,
if that chute don't open round,
I'll be the first one on the ground.
I'll be the first one on the ground.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
A blood and guts.
Hoorah!
Hoorah! And that's for me.
That's for me.
A blood and guts.
Blood and guts.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
Hoorah!
Hoorah!
Hoorah! I tell my mama not to cry.
First about a guy named Nathan Winograd, and everyone said it was impossible. And within just a couple years, San Francisco became the first no-kill city, running no deficit, completely supported by the community. Nathan left and went to Tompkins County, New York, and he did it again. And then he went to North Carolina and did it again. And he went to Reno and he did it again. And when I think about what Nathan did, and when I think about people here do, I think about ideas. And I think about the idea that creating an idea, spreading an idea, has a lot behind it.